From Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Saturday night's deadly terror rampage in London. 7 people were killed, 48 wounded, many of them gravely. ISIS made its claim of a security detachment carrying out the attack on its Amaq News Agency webpage. A van driver ran over pedestrians on the London Bridge, then 3 men jumped out of the van and began stabbing people in a nearby market. This is Assistant Police Commissioner Mark Rowley.
And we are making significant progress now in identifying the 3 attackers and confirming the fact that there were no other suspects at the scene when the attack was carried out. Work is ongoing to understand more about them, about their connections, and about whether they were assisted or supported by anyone else. As I think you're aware, there are searches ongoing in East London, and 12 arrests have already been made.
British Prime Minister Theresa May on Sunday said that the 3 terrorist attacks in Britain in the last 3 months are, quote, bound together by the evil ideology of Islamist extremism. She said there is far too much tolerance for extremism in our country. We need to be more robust in identifying and stamping out extremism and in public service and across society. She said it's time to say enough is enough. She said Saturday's attack does not appear to be connected to the Manchester bombing or another attack on pedestrians on Westminster Bridge in March. But she said terrorism breeds terrorism, and the perpetrators, she said, are copying one another. The British Home Secretary Amber Rudd said police do believe the 3 who were shot dead were the only perpetrators. You're listening to news from the Voice of America.